Ms. Roth, and we're here again for school year of 2022-2023 for our SHAC meetings. This one is our first SHAC meeting, September 27th, 2022 at 4 o'clock. And all members are present, same members as last year. I'm Andrea Brown. We have Isella Palmer, who's the nurse at elementary, and Heather Redder is a parent, Danielle Stovall is a parent, and Sandra Thompson is also a parent. So we'll get started, talk about COVID, which we really hadn't had much on cases here lately. Right now, we don't have any cases. We've had 29 total and 8 that were close contacts with symptoms, which we treat them as a positive. That's what we've had so far this school year. But as of right now, we don't have any. And as far as the people having to be out, if they're positive, they have to be out 5 days from their first day of symptoms at least. And they can come back after that 5th day as long as they have no fever for 24 hours and their symptoms have improved. And if anybody's a close contact, they don't have to be out if they have no symptoms, but if they do have symptoms, then we have to treat them as a positive, and it would be the same criteria. First day of their symptoms, then we would do the 5 days. But like I said, well, we don't have any right now. Hopefully, it really hadn't been that bad. It really hasn't been that bad, so hopefully it stays that way. Okay, next thing, immunizations. As far as middle school and high school, we're at 100% in compliance on immunizations. I have one student in high school that will be coming up due in April that will need to get updates on their exemptions. They have to do that every 2 years if they're going to get exemptions. But as of everyone else, even new students, we've got them all current.
I have one that's on a medical exemption that the clinic has to fax us over. And then there's 1, 2, 3 that are on a catch-up schedule, but they also have an affidavit. So the affidavit doesn't expire till 2023. So they're covered.
Yeah, right. But are they planning on getting their shots, catching up?
Or? Well, one... there's parent conflict, so mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. The other two, they are.
Okay. Well, I guess either way, they're covered. In compliance anyways. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really helped that we had people to bring their shots at the registration fair. Do you agree? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had them all done early as opposed to last year. Okay, and of course, we'll continue with that with the next registration fair also. Screenings, we do the hearing, vision, acanthosis, and spinal screenings. And we're going to do those. We're planning on doing those December 13th, 14th, and 15th. And of course, you know, things could come up and where we wouldn't be able to do them on those days, but that's what we plan to do. And we get them all knocked out mostly in those first 2 days, and then that third day is kind of just trying to get the rest of them. But we go get them all knocked out in elementary all day long, and then come back to middle school. Usually the second day we get those done. But and anything else on screenings, Isella?
No, just it's going to be hard finding a room to do them in this year.
Yeah, because y'all are filled up over there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Well, maybe next year it'll be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
With the
new building.
Yeah. Give you all a little bit of room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the new business, I'm just going to mention that we were looking at AEDs for the district. We have 11, I believe, AEDs throughout the district. And there are several of them that are different models. They're not all the same. And so we're looking at trying to get that streamlined and getting them all the same model so that everybody knows how to use whatever model that's in that area. So it's not confusing, because especially with lay people, if you see something that looks different, it's cut, and especially in that moment, it's scary, and you think, I don't know how to use this. But if we get the same thing throughout the district and something very simple, So it's simple to use, not a lot of extra stuff on it, because extra stuff just makes it look scary. And they're very, very easy to use for anybody to use, but, you know, it can be scary if they're not used to that. And so we're looking at looking into getting that done, so that'll be good. Anything else on?
I had a parent ask about Narcan, if the high school carried Narcan, and I told them no, mm-hmm. not at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess they watched something on TV mm-hmm. called Poison. It's regarding fentanyl
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. on Hulu, and she said, she goes, have you watched it? And I said, no, I have not watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, I said, I'll make a point to watch it, but I haven't yet. But she said, well, it wouldn't be a bad idea for Alvor to look into getting Narcan, at least for the high school. And I said, well, I said, I'll have to talk to everybody first. But while the S&J was doing the flu shots,
mm-hmm.
I just happened to ask her, I said, do y'all carry it? And she said, yes, we do. We have a standing order. And all you have to do is just go up there and ask for it.
Oh, really? So we wouldn't have to get...
Because the doctor already...
Prescription from...
That's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can look into that and see kind of what we need to do and what kind of policy we need to come up with and how much it is. And, you know, I'll just get more information on that.
Well, from the nurse standpoint, I honestly think it needs to be at all campuses, not just the high school.
I was thinking at least here, middle school and high school. Because the middle school kids, I mean, they're...
Yeah, I agree.
They're doing the same things.
Well, and even the little ones now.
In the elementary, I mean, some of those older ones, fourth and fifth grade. I mean,
well,
you
they always
think,
have siblings.
You know, right. And they learn from
and the parents that leave things
parents,
laying around.
The siblings, and
so, if we're going to institute it, I think it needs to be
all three
campuses.
I think she was concerned because one of her kids was in high school, and that's why she asked high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, no, not right now. I said, but I'll bring it up to our chat committee.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Because the CPR video already covers Narcan, so
it's
not going to be anything to just add that into, because we already write EpiPen
mm-hmm.
on the top of our sheet. We can just add Narcan training
mm-hmm.
on the top of the sheet.
For the staff.
And it's just a nasal spray, isn't it?
Yes.
It's been that simple. It's not like anybody's going to have to give somebody a shot or anything like that. So we can look more into that. It shouldn't be that big a deal to do it, but probably good. I know at Bridgeport when I was over there, we didn't have that, but it would have come in handy probably a time or two that I can remember while I was there at the high school.
Well, you got to think about it. We're 12 minutes out from EMS
because
the fire department doesn't carry Narcan. So you're looking at 12 minutes.
At least.
At the best.
Yeah.
And that's if Medic 1 or 5 are available to roll the minute the tones drop.
Yeah.
Now, do the cops carry it?
I think most of sheriff's deputies and DPS probably do, but, you know, if they've got
stuff,
if there's not a deputy close by,
we're
in that same situation. So, it probably would not be a bad idea at all.
Okay, well, we can look further into that and get more information on that and see how we need to proceed on that.
Sad that we have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
It's
I
very
know,
sad
it
that
is,
we have to talk about
again,
it, but this
like,
is the day and time.
Yeah, but that's right.
But at a better, I would rather be proactive about it and have something.
Yes.
Because there's so
you hope
much
you never need it.
I
hope you never use it, but if you need it, it's kind of like the AEDs. You hope you never use them, have to use them, but if you need it, you want them there.
Right.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
And we also, would it be just like certain staff members at the school that would be trained, or would we want to train everybody when we do the CPR training?
That's another thing we need to look into to see if there's any requirements or anything like that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, to me, I think when I was talking to Jessica, she said that anybody, even a parent, can go up to the pharmacy and ask for it if you feel like you want it. So then they would show you right there. So I don't think you have to have like any.
But as far as the school district goes, is what I'm.
I think we would have to write in the policy.
Yeah.
And I would wonder if maybe it wouldn't be advantageous to at least have some, if it's just a small amount of training, just a just a step-by-step, quick kind of thing, just to show and to cover cover the school district itself.
Oh, yeah, there would be training.
Yeah,
we'd
have to train
them. That'd be a
yearly
thing.
Yeah, we'd probably just add it to our, because we do yearly with the staff.
Right.
So every other year, they're getting trained. So we do half the staff 1 year and half the staff the next year. Right. So we would just add it into that CPR training.
Yeah.
I need to research and see if there's any, like, Narcan nasal trainers.
And it may not be any training, but it wouldn't hurt to say that, you know, if it's added on to that training, the CPR training and everything, then if they've been trained in CPR, which they would have been, then that would have touched base with theirs. So as far as a legal standpoint or just the community standpoint, I just know that there are some things that came up when I was teaching, not about that, but, you know, different things that you wouldn't expect the when it gets out in the community, when anything.
We probably have to put, like, on the handbook, like we did the EpiPen, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I think that would be. But if it's added to the to the training, the CPR training, well then, or just as a list on there, or as an item on that list, well then that would be, I think you'd be covered. Just to touch base with it.
Okay, anything else? Well, I was looking at the next SHAC meeting being Tuesday, November 29th. Same time, same place. Of course, something could come up between now and then, but I'd like to go ahead and just put a tentative date down so we can plan for that. And I'll send an email reminding everybody, but we can look at that day for the next one. 29th. And if there's nothing else, then I guess we can adjourn.